Welcome to Powerland Chapel International, where power beyond the sky will set you free. With your host, Bishop Kingsley Joshua Akotubamfu. Experience a destiny-changing encounter, life-changing word, true healing of human hurts, tangible testimonies, and total restoration. And now, here is Bishop with today's word.
Proverbs chapter 31 and verse number 10. Just read that.
Proverbs chapter 31 verse 10 says, "Who can find a virtuous woman?
Who can find a virtuous woman?
For her price is far above rubies."
Her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman, a noble character? Let's define noble. Noble means possessing eminence, elevation, dignity above whatever is low, mean, degrading, and dishonorable. Possessing eminence, comma, elevation, dignity above whatever is low, mean, M-E-A-N, comma, degrading, and dishonorable. A noble woman, a virtuous woman, who can find? There are certain things I want to highlight on this. Number one, she shows integrity. This woman I'm talking about, she shows integrity. Verse number 10 to 12, read that, Proverbs 31.
Proverbs 31, 10 to 12 says, "Who can find a virtuous woman?
Who can find a virtuous woman?
For her price is far above rubies."
Far above rubies.
"The heart of her husband does safely trust in
the
her."
The heart of her husband does safely trust in her.
"So that he shall have no need of spoil."
Yes.
"She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." Amen.
Amen. She's also a vessel of honor. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. She's a vessel of honor.
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21 says, "But in a great house there are there are not only vessels of gold and
no
of silver.
Vessels of gold
and of silver.
But of silver.
But also of wood and of earth."
Yes, ma'am.
"And some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Amen.
Praise God. She shows integrity in whatever she does. And she's also a woman, a vessel of honor. Number two, she's industrious. In other words, she's very hardworking. And all of us have got stories. So there are skeletons in our cupboards. There are things we aren't saying to anybody. Nobody knows about it except God. So please don't judge me, excuse me. If a man purges himself, he becomes a vessel of honor. Talk to me.
Proverbs chapter 31, 10 to 12 says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Mm-hmm. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil."
No need.
"She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life."
Continue.
Verse 13, "She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands."
She works what?
Willingly.
She works willingly with her hands. She's industrious. She's very hardworking. Even if she will sell tomatoes, she will sell it. Talk to me.
Verse 14, "She's like the merchant's ship."
She's like a merchant's ship.
"She bringeth her food from afar."
Wow.
"She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, a portion to her maidens."
She is not like a domestic goddess. Sit on the couch, with ice cream and strawberries and watching soap opera, whatever you call it, bring me more ice water, bring me honey, bring my cuties. Then a macho man has heard that voice. Honey, cutest. If the man will not respond, sayo, you will see a woman. Huh? So I said to you, you didn't go. Huh? Today I'm not calling you honey. You will see. She is not what? Domestic goddess.
Thank you for tuning in to Power Beyond the Sky. We hope you have been blessed. Do join us every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. and Fridays from 7 p.m. at PLCI, a.k.a. Blessing House, number 9 Raven Road, South Woodford, London, E18-1HB, for a time of vibrant praise, elegant worship, dynamic word, rich fellowship, tangible testimonies, and your life will never be the same again. For more info, please call 0208-504-2083 for further details. God richly bless you.